keeping North Central Kansas informed. This is a Classic Rock Z96.3 The Lake News Update.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. President Donald Trump approves a federal disaster declaration for Kansas. It's for the severe storms that hit back in May. This allows the government and certain nonprofits to apply for public assistance funds. A Topeka man accused of kidnapping a child is now facing murder charges. Christopher Barnshaw is now charged with the 2 counts of first-degree murder and the deaths of Sean Thornton and Ashley Brown. And Senator Jerry Moran introduces a bipartisan bill to use passenger fees to strengthen aviation safety. The bill would allocate $500 million each year to check bag explosive detection systems and set aside $250 million for checkpoint improvements. And Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
The voice of agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
After weeks of debate, the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill got approval from the House and Senate and was signed into law by President Trump July 4th. Farm Bureau's Emily Buckman says Farm Bureau member engagement was critical in getting the legislation passed.
They described the current agricultural economy, the toll of extreme weather events, and the ongoing challenges of keeping farms in the family. First-hand accounts remind lawmakers just how important it is that there was support for farm and ranch families in this legislation.
But Buckman says there are other priorities Farm Bureau will work on before the current Farm Bill extension expires.
Including a conservation reserve program, USDA broadband program, and we're also looking to find a fix for Proposition 12.
For more information, go to fb.org and listen again here for more from the Voice of Agriculture, Kansas Farm Bureau.
I'm Kansas Treasurer Stephen Johnson. Check fraud has more than doubled in the last decade, so keep your account safe by practicing safe checks. Use permanent gel pens, avoid blank spaces, withhold personal information, review your account statement and paid checks, and use digital payment options when possible. Go to PracticeSafeChecks.com to learn more about ways you can reduce your risk.
Sponsored by the Kansas Bankers Association, Kansas State Treasurer's Office, Office of the State Bank Commissioner, and aired in cooperation with the Kansas Association of Broadcasters in this state.
Classic Rock, Z96.3, The Lake Weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Mainly cloudy today with a slight chance for storms. High of 85, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Storms likely tonight, lows of aloft around 69, cloudy skies expected. Chance of thunderstorms tomorrow, highs of aloft around 82, cloudy skies expected. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on Z96.3. Currently, it's 72 degrees.
When accidents happen, trust DeVore Auto Body and Collision to get you back on the road. And now they're doing even more for your ride. In addition to top-notch collision repair and 24-hour record service, DeVore is now offering service work and AC repair to keep you cool and running smooth all year long. Call 534-1982. That's 534-1982 for fast, friendly, reliable service. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, where quality meets hometown care.
When you need body work done on your vehicle, call C&R Body Shop off Highway 24 in Beloit. They do paintless dent repair for hail damage and door dings, windshield replacements, collision work, and complete refinishing of your vehicle. C&R offers estimates and all insurance claims are welcome. Call Charles and the gang at C&R Body Shop to get your vehicle back to looking great again. Call them today, 738-6566, 738-6566.
Winkle Manufacturing, Farmway Credit Union, Solomon Valley Transportation, Brush Art Corporation, and Schoen Auto Repair want to invite you to come celebrate local 4-H stars and support the heart of Mitchell and Osborne counties, our 4-H youth. From visual arts and homemade treats to style reviews and livestock sales, their talent shines this week at the fair. Come cheer them on and witness future leaders in action. Get ready for Star Stripes and Summer Nights at the 2025 Osborne County Fair this week. State Bank of Downs, Miller Hardware, Osborne County Memorial Hospital, and Lazy H Auto invite you to come on out and enjoy livestock shows, 4-H exhibits, a parade, food trucks, laser tag, and more. Don't miss the Osborne Fair races Wednesday and Thursday with IMCA classes, guaranteed payouts, and high-speed action all night long, and fair parade and kids rodeo Friday night. It's fun for the whole family at the Osborne County Fair. Don't miss it.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Matchups and game time for the Fort Myers Tip-Off Classic were announced, with Kansas Women's Hoops being set to face off against Georgia and Dayton as part of the Island Division of the event. The Jayhawks will meet Georgia at 6:30 p.m. Central on Friday, November 28th, before closing out the event against Dayton at 6:30 Central on Saturday, November 29th. Butler will also compete in the four-game Island Division. Both games will be played at the Suncoast Credit Union Arena on the campus of Florida Southwestern State College. Each game of the Fort Myers Tip-Off Classic will be aired nationally by ION and distribution on cable, satellite, and major streaming platforms and over the air. KU will be making its first appearance in the Fort Myers Tip-Off Classic. We'll face Dayton for the first time in program history while taking on Georgia for the third time, first since 1993. KU's all-time series versus Georgia is tied at 1-1, including a 92-79 Jayhawk victory in the last meeting played on December 18th, 1993 in New York. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
The Osborne County Fair is back July 23rd through the 26th, and it's packed with family fun from sunup to sundown. Kids can enjoy inflatables for just $5, the You Can Dig It Sand Pit, daily treasure hunts, and petting zoo open until 9 p.m. There's bingo in the beer garden, frog and turtle races, and free watermelon at the arena. Don't miss the thrills of IMCA car races Wednesday and Thursday night, and catch the Kids Rodeo three-person team games on Friday. And Saturday's the big one, food truck night, laser tag, and the wild and wacky horse costume contest. Bring the whole family for fun, food, and unforgettable memories at the Osborne County Fair, right here in Osborne, Kansas.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden, brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors.
Wakanda Water, a division of Remus Plumbing in Downs. Whether you need salt, water, water softeners, or a new RO system, give Wakanda Water in Downs a call.
And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics.
And now for your Sports Bite.
The 2025 Kansas American Legion Baseball Tournament will be held in Hiawatha. The Class B State Tournament will begin on July 25th, Friday, with an 11 a.m. game. Number 3 Seneca, 12-12, will take on Colby, 15-9, the 6th seed. Then at 1:30 p.m., 4 seed Norton, 13-15, will take on 5 seed Garnett, 13-5. Then the Smith County Blue Raiders, the 7 seed, 16-17, will take on 2 seed Iola, 14-5, at 4 p.m. And number 1 seed Marysville, 19-6, will take on number 8 seed Hiawatha, the host of the tournament, 11-14, at 7 p.m. on Friday. Saturday consolation games in the double elimination Class B tournament will be played at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. The semifinals of the winner's bracket will be played Saturday, July 26th at 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m. Consolation semifinals on the loser's side will be played at 6 p.m. on Saturday and 8:30 p.m. on Saturday. Championship games will be played at semifinals for the winner's side will be Sunday at 1 p.m. The consolation semifinals will be played on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. with the Class B State Tournament in Hiawatha, Kansas, scheduled for 4 p.m. on Monday, July 27th. The if necessary game will be played at 6:30 p.m. on July 27th on Monday. Marysville, Hiawatha, Norton, Garnett, Iola, Smith County, Seneca, Colby will all vie for the Class B State Tournament in Hiawatha, Kansas, July 25th through the 27th. Beloit Lady Trojan volleyball player Brecken Boudreau has been named as a preseason player to watch by Sports in Kansas. Boudreau returns as a sixth rotation player and one of the top leaders for the Trojans following a strong 2024 campaign. Boudreau earned All-League and All-State honorable mention honors last fall as a sophomore after helping Beloit to a 38-6 record. She finished the year with 273 kills, 87 blocks, 194 digs, 62 aces, and a .399 hitting percentage. Through her career so far, she has totaled 503 kills, 178 aces, 180 blocks, and 304 digs, and also holds the program's single-season ace record with 82. This fall, she will transition from right side to outside hitter, stepping into an even bigger role for a squad that graduated four key seniors. According to Sports in Kansas, this year is going to look different than last year, Boudreaux said. I'm excited for the positive energy this team is going to bring and ready for the season to start. She also a standout in track and field, placing third in the long jump at the state meet this past spring as Beloit claimed the state team title in girls track. Top teammates to watch this fall include Dakota Gray and Landry Litton. Beloit looks to continue to be a powerhouse in 3A under head coach Brandy Paul. Boudreaux's brother Brody was a standout wrestler, track star, and football player, and he will continue to throw at Fort Hays State. The 74th annual K-18 baseball state tournament will be played July 26th through 27th, and the finals on July 30th at Lucas. First round games on Saturday has Clay Center playing Ellis at 9 a.m., Hoxie versus Clifton Clay at 11:30 a.m., Atwood versus Smith Center at 2 p.m., and Beloit Blue taking on Norton at 4:30 p.m. Sunday's semifinals in the single elimination state tournament will be at noon and 2:30 p.m. Wednesday, July 30th, the championship game will be played at 5:30 p.m. Consolation game will be played at 3 p.m. 2024 state champion included Concordia F&A in first, Smith Center in second, and Beloit Red in third. Beloit last won the K-18 baseball tournament in 2015. This has been John Bowden for Katy Country 94 Z96.3 Sports.
Imagine a rustic barn set in the middle of an open field, horses grazing in a pasture, open prairie grasses waving in the breeze, with a beautiful lake background. Does this sound like the perfect backdrop to the wedding you've been dreaming of? Whether you dream of an outdoor, on the prairie wedding, or an upstairs in the loft ceremony, we can make your dreams come true at Prairie Ridge Barn in Glen Elder, Kansas. With a 3-day, no time limit rental experience, we want you to enjoy your wedding and relax with family and friends. Contact us at prairieridgebarn@gmail.com or find us on Facebook to come and see how you can make our barn into your dream wedding experience.
Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems now offers massage therapy as part of our comprehensive therapeutic services. This program supports patients with a range of needs, from stress reduction and prenatal care to targeted relief for chronic pain conditions such as headaches, back pain, arthritis, and fibromyalgia. Massage therapy can have a powerful impact on both physical and mental health. To schedule an appointment, call 785-738-9405. Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. Ready, reliable, right here.
The Hair Shop and Boutique 602, located in downtown Downs. The Hair Shop is a full-service salon. Call 454-6670 to book your appointments with Katie and Mandy. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 5:30, Saturday, 9 to noon, and late by appointment. Boutique 602 is full of unique gifts and home decor. Come see what's upstairs in downtown Downs. Follow our Facebook pages for our new items and specials. Website, shopboutique602.com. Call 454-6670 and let us take care of you.
When accidents happen, trust DeVore Auto Body and Collision to get you back on the road. And now they're doing even more for your ride. In addition to top-notch collision repair and 24-hour record service, DeVore is now offering service work and AC repair to keep you cool and running smooth all year long. Call 534-1982. That's 534-1982 for fast, friendly, reliable service. DeVore Auto Body and Collision, where quality meets hometown care.
Need a ride to an appointment or work? Maybe even the airport and your car's broke down. Check out Solomon Valley Transportation with affordable transportation services in Jewell, Mitchell, and Osborne counties. Also, Solomon Valley Transportation is currently hiring part-time drivers for Jewell County. Check out their Facebook page or stop by their office in Beloit. Call 534-2395 for more information or to schedule your ride today. Solomon Valley Transportation, 534-2395.
Solomon Valley Transportation would like to invite everyone to the Osborne and Mitchell County Fairs this week and would like to wish the local 4-H good luck.
With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor gets to know you and your goals to build a comprehensive plan to help grow and protect your wealth. Backed by a team of specialists, they'll analyze all your accounts, even the ones they don't manage, to keep an eye on taxes and provide proactive portfolio insights that can help you unlock your wealth's full potential. Learn more at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
North Central Kansas's Classic Rock, Z96.3, The Lake.